Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. Another key of life we need to have to unlock the doors to a blissful, beautiful, prosperous life is not to put ourselves in too much doubts and in too much thinking about things that will get us nowhere. Because sometimes when we think, sadly, we overthink things. We lose that simplicity of life itself. Because with a little thought, with a little contemplation, we can achieve many things. Sometimes we are required to have in-depth thoughts, but generally speaking, we need to have a thought that will get us to a place, not to indulge so much in it that I actually lose the way of life. Islam has put a system in place where it created a program for man in all fields of his life. And he does not want him to overdo things. So Allah says, this is what's required, this is not what's required. So do not put more effort into or on yourself is trying to achieve things in matters of this world or even in matters of ibadah, in matters of worship or anything in that aspect. Because sometimes we overdo things and we're trying to think that I am doing it better. So some people, they would leave their life, they go to the masjid and they spend their whole day and night in trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is takalluf, this is putting too much pressure on effort on yourself. That is actually not required. Or someone who spends all his day and night trying to gain wealth. This is also not required. And so on and so forth. When we look at the hadith and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they tell us the following. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Inni la ahubbul mutakallifin." I hate those who put too much pressure on themselves and they, you know, go out of their way to do things. So sometimes even we do this when we have a guest, for example. We go out of our way just to please that guest. Where the hadith says, شَرُّ الْأُخْوَانِ مَا تُكُلِّفَ لَهُ. The worst of the brothers is the one that you have to go out of your way to please. Just stay with the normal. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تُلْزِمْ ضَيْفَكَ بِمَا يَشُقُّ عَلَيْكَ. Do not give your guest more than what you can bury and give. Because sometimes you have a limited capacity, sometimes you have a limited sustenance, you have limited things to offer to your guest. Don't overdo that. Islam has put a system in place for these things. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he talks about guests and in this regard, he constantly says, do not overdo things. Do only that what you can. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he says, أَحْنَأُ الْعَيْشِ. The best of living. You want a comfortable life? You want an easy life? Then follow this advice of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he says, the best and the most prosperous way of living, اطرح الكلف. Leave, you know, that trying to put too much effort on yourself. Go with the program of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one of his advices to his son, he says, Ya bunay arrizqu rizqan. There are two types of sustenance. Rizqun tatlubuhu There's a sustenance that you seek. What is قُلْ يَطْلُبُكْ? And there's a sustenance that seeks you. فَلَمْ تَأْتِهِ أَتَاكْ. If you don't come to it, it will come to you. فَلَا تَحْمَلْ هَمَّ سَنَتِكْ. Do not carry the worry of a whole year to come. عَلَى هَمِّ يَوْمِكْ. On the worry of your day. So there is a limited worry for the day, and there's a time for a worry for a whole year. Now let's leave it here, take a short break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. We were looking at how Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, giving an advice to his son, and he says to him that when it comes to worries, there is a worry for one day, and there's a worry for a whole year. And sometimes I bring the worry of an entire year and I try to carry it in one day. He says, do not do this. He says, وَكَفَاكَ كُلْ يَوْمٍ مَهُوَ فِي. Stay with every day and whatever it holds. So basically he's trying to say, live your time one day at a time. Now, alhamdulillah, let me make sure that I have meals for today. Let me make sure that my affairs are in order for today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will work out the rest. Obviously, we do need to think of the future. We need to plan ahead, but not to carry that worry on our shoulders of what will happen to me in a year time. What am I going to eat in a year time? That's an extra worry that's not required. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, when he gives this advice to his son, he's expecting him to live that happy life. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. And also along these lines, when he talks about friendship, for example, and he says, also do not carry too much weight on your shoulders. وَلَا يَتَحَامَلُ الْأَصْدِقَاءُ. And he says, when it comes to friends, they do not burden themselves for the sake of their friends. And in that regard, we have also a hadith as well. Also, Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, لَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنْ أَنْ يَذُلَّ نَفْسَهُ. It is not permissible for a believing man or woman to humiliate themselves. And they said to him, why? And he says, يُتَعَرَّضُ لِمَا لَا يُطِيقُ. He put himself in harm's way to things that he cannot carry and handle. So sometimes I want to do something for a person, but I know I can't do it. My hands are tied. I go out of my way. I go, you know, as we say, I'm trying to seek the, you know, getting other people to do things for me. I put my reputation on the line. I keep going from one place to another. So in a form or in a way, I end up humiliating myself. The Imam says, you are not required. If you can't do it, just say, I can't. Don't burden yourself. That's also another key of life. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.